Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Few clouds out there this morning. Temperatures into the 50s, and with our southwest wind, mostly sunny skies today. Highs will be on their way into the mid-80s for this afternoon. The warmest day likely so far this year, but it continues to climb into tomorrow. 90 degrees is our forecast for Monday. The data says it's a 63% chance of Reagan National reaching 90. So if we get there, the first time doing that in the month of April since 2017. I'm 7 News meteorologist Sean Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
53 degrees in Upper Marlboro, 55 in Woodbridge, 56 in Washington, D.C.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good morning. I'm Michael Toscano, and coming up, a stabbing outside Audi Field leaves a man dead.
Day four for a student protest at GW over the situation in the Mideast. I'm Dick Iuliano.
Find out why American University was briefly locked down.
Additional charges are pending after a crash leads to the death of a Manassas woman. I'm Ralph Fox.
Remembering the victims of Baltimore's Key Bridge collapse. It's 6 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Peter King. This will be another day of cleanup in Iowa and Nebraska and other parts of the Midwest after Friday's tornadoes left a trail of destruction. Correspondent Omar Villafranca is in Norman, Oklahoma, where they were preparing for another round of severe weather last night.
Our tornado warnings in Texas, Kansas, Missouri, and here in Oklahoma. In fact, some storms have just fired up to the northwest and southwest of us. Those storms are fast moving, and they are packed with wind, hail, heavy rain, and several tornadoes.
Rough weather is expected today from Texas to Michigan. Hamas has released video showing two hostages as Israeli protesters continue to press for their release. CBS's Deborah Patta is in East Jerusalem.
Every week, protests grow louder and angrier, giving demonstrators fresh impetus. A new Hamas propaganda video showing Keith Siegel and Omri Meran speaking under duress. Loved ones fear time is running out for a deal ahead of an expected invasion of Rafah, which is already under regular bombardment.
In this country, campus demonstrations against the Gaza war are threatening to cancel the rite of passage for a generation that's already missed so much of its youth. CBS's Michael George is at New York's Columbia University.
At Columbia, commencement is less than 3 weeks away and in danger of being delayed or postponed.
Kind of worrying about my graduation seems a little bit of minimal in terms of, you know, seeing what's happening around the world.
And it's worth noting that the seniors graduating this year are part of the COVID generation. Many of them also missed their high school graduation ceremonies due to the COVID lockdown.
Is it animal cruelty or simply the facts of life when you live on a farm? A new book by South Dakota's governor is getting a lot of attention from rivals. CBS's Matt Piper has been looking at some of the excerpts.
Christy Noem describes killing an untrainable dog named Cricket, which she says she hated, in an upcoming memoir, excerpts of which were first published by The Guardian. She also said she shot a goat to death. Responding on X, Noem said, "We love animals, but tough decisions like this happen all the time on a farm. Sadly, we just had to put three horses down a few weeks ago that had been in our family for 25 years. The Democratic National Committee seized on the excerpts, calling them horrifying and disturbing. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Pope Francis is apparently feeling better. He's made his first trip outside of Rome this year, visiting a women's prison in Venice. Pope has blessed inmates, saying that prison can become, quote, a place of moral and material rebirth. We all have mistakes to make up for. Me too. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
It is 6:03 on your Sunday, April 28th. We're in the mid-50s right now, mostly sunny today with temperatures going up to 80.
Good morning. I'm Lynn Bowie. The top local story we're following for you at this hour. A man is dead after he was stabbed multiple times outside Audi Field. D.C. police say a suspect is in custody. The incident happened Saturday night around 6:30, an hour before the D.C. United and Seattle Sounders game at Audi Field. D.C. United said the incident did not change the kickoff time of the game, and they are working with investigators. This morning, students at George Washington University enter a fourth day of protest over the situation in the Middle East. WTOP's Dick Giuliano reports their demands include an end to disciplinary action against seven students.
Students want some of their fellow protesters reinstated by George Washington University.
Seven students were charged with interim suspensions. Each student was given nine charges.
Rafi El-Havashi, a GW junior, says the university acted egregiously, suspending the students and barring them from campus.
We want those charges to be dropped immediately.
The university says several students have been suspended for violating university policies. Georgetown PhD student Samir Saeed says the protests will go on.
University students are here, but we also have community leaders. We have professors that are here.
Schools taking part include GW, Georgetown, George Mason, Gallaudet, American, Howard, and Maryland at College Park in Baltimore. Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
American University gives the all clear after a lockdown on campus yesterday. Around 5:45 p.m., students on an AU shuttle bus reported seeing someone brandish a weapon in their direction. An American University police officer saw someone matching the description walking toward campus, so the school initiated the lockdown, telling the community to shelter in place. They contacted D.C. police, who arrested the suspect. At that point, the lockdown was lifted. A woman dies nearly 2 weeks after a crash in Manassas. We have details from WTOP's Ralph Fox.
The collision happened April 15th at the intersection of Yates Ford and Evans Ford Roads in Manassas, where authorities say a Buick Roadmaster turned into the path of a Dodge Ram 2500 pickup truck. Both the driver and the passenger in the Buick were hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. A dog in the car was killed. Prince William County Police say the passenger in that vehicle, 32-year-old Jessica Lynn Randall, died on Friday. The 46-year-old Buick driver, also of Manassas, is expected to survive. Police say alcohol appears to be a factor. The investigation is continuing. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
Members of Baltimore County's close-knit Latino community have constructed an elaborate memorial for the six members of a road work crew killed in the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. The men were Latino immigrants from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. A group of mourners gathered at that memorial Friday night, reminding the public that two of the victims remain missing. Even as cleanup efforts proceed and maritime traffic resumes through the port of Baltimore, the memorial near the south end of the bridge includes decorated wooden crosses, a painted canvas backdrop, flowers, candles, and a giant modified American flag with six stars, one for each of the men. Famous for their black and white canopies and decor, a national chain with six local stores surprised patrons and employees this week by shutting down.
Foxtrot, which offered upscale wines, made-to-order meals, and locally sourced vegan treats, were popular around here, but the company abruptly closed its doors Tuesday. Kyle Young was the manager at the Georgetown store. He says all his employees were really surprised.
Definitely shed a few tears with a couple of them, gave some hugs out. It just was shocking, you know?
The company saying in a statement it could not find a viable solution to stay open. Foxtrot employed about 1,000 employees with stores in D.C., Chicago, and Dallas. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP in Money News, how tweens and teens are shaking up the skincare industry. It's 6:07. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Now is the perfect time to start on your next success. When you apply to University of Maryland Global Campus by May 31st, you'll pay no application fee. An accredited state university, UMGC offers online and hybrid courses. Plus, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and work experience. Or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. Get your app fee waived through May 31st. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son. It is 6:08. We have weather and traffic on the 8th. Let's go to Mary DePompa in the WTOP Traffic Center.
All righty. Thanks and good morning, Lynn. We are off to a great Sunday start if you're out and about. I have not too many things to tell you about. We do have one working accident on the Virginia side on Interstate 95. So heads up if you're southbound into Woodbridge, passing 123 around that curve, you are going to stay three to the left to get by. They're blocking on the right side a lot of equipment, but again, it is around a curve. No real big delay. That's it. Easy Pass Express should be northbound on a Sunday morning. No troubles if you're 66 from Front Royal into Roslyn. The Beltway so far so good. Toward the district we go, Georgia Avenue, both ways, Irving Street. We had a crash. Units have just cleared the scene, or at least they're picking up to clear the scene. There's a brush fire on the Suitland Parkway. It was heading outbound near Meadowview. So after Silver Hill Road, be on guard. You might find some equipment there fighting the brush fire. But we do believe you are still able to get by. A big story back in Virginia I can't bypass. It's the George Washington Parkway Classic runs today. They close the parkway from essentially Mount Vernon all the way into Old Town. They'll have rolling closures. Everything will kick off shortly, about the 8 o'clock hour. Street closures will go into place before, again, from Mount Vernon all the way to Old Town. Intersecting streets will have closures, so you will not be able to access the George Washington Parkway from the Beltway. In Manassas, 29 both ways between Groveton and Sudley, we still have a closure for a crash investigation. And on the Maryland side, big roads are doing okay. It's time to upgrade to the safest small SUV. Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai at 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for the rock bottom price on your windshield on every car. Mary DePomp at WTOP Traffic.
Thanks, Mary. Here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Tracking a warm Sunday forecast. Temperatures into the mid-80s this afternoon with mostly sunny skies, a southwest wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Humidity levels are low, so don't expect heat index values. It'll be more comfortable outside with the drier air. Temperatures tonight will fall into the 60s, and tomorrow forecasting near 90 degrees for that high temperature. Still dew point staying in the 50s, so it won't be too humid out there tomorrow afternoon. Mostly sunny skies as well for your Monday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
56 degrees in Foggy Bottom, 53 degrees in Herndon and Hyattsville. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Amy Morris.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute.
Ooh, my lip gloss is cool. My lip gloss be popping.
It is uncommon for a brand to say you should not use our products, but that is what's happening as a boom in tween skincare sales is forcing some companies to come up with a playbook to market to a whole new demographic. Some young people are buying hundreds of dollars in products inspired by online videos like Get Ready
For
With
blush,
Me.
I love the Storm Cloud Paint. Been using this for years a little bit. It goes a long way. I've also recently been liking the
Bloomberg's Jeanette Newman covers retail and the beauty industry.
Some are marketing directly and they're saying, okay, if you are going to buy stuff, here's all that you need.
Companies also have to navigate the legal risks when they're marketing to children.
There are in the U.S. different marketing restrictions and recommendations when you're engaging with very young people. And some of these newer brands in particular seem not to be as aware of that.
Many dermatologists agree most tweens and teens just need a cleanser, a moisturizer, and a sunscreen. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Amy Morris on WTOP.
It's 6:12 and coming up on WTOP, the return to work, how federal workers feel about going back to the office.
Business. It's all the things that keep this world turning. And behind every one of these companies is a partner helping to keep it all moving. It's why the local flower shop and your favorite pizza joint, the startup in the stadium, hospitals and hotels, banks and restaurants nationwide, all choose the Advanced Network, Cybersecurity Solutions, and round-the-clock trusted partnership from Comcast Business, the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
See why Comcast Business powers more small businesses than anyone else. Get started with fast speeds and advanced security for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with a qualifying gig bundle. Don't wait. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go online to ComcastBusiness.com to switch today. Ends 5/6/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After 12 months, regular rates apply.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know. Why?
Peer pressure.
Oh. Good one, Ned.
Ned isn't funny, but Ned owns a boat, and you don't. So every time Ned tells another one of his unfunny boat puns, you're going to laugh loud and keep on laughing until you get a boat of your own.
A pier where you put a boat.
Yeah, I get it.
And when you do get a boat of your own, make sure you save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Coming up, how long a woman will go to prison for defacing a sculpture at the National Gallery of Art. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Matt Bibbo, general manager at BMW of Sterling. There's a perception that repair costs at a BMW store can be too expensive. Stop already with the too expensive. Make sure to ask about value service. That's BMW's way of lowering repair expenses to compete with independent shops and repair facilities. You get factory-trained technicians, manufacturer parts with warranties, complimentary loaner cars, and lower costs. Ask about value service to learn about the significant savings that are available to you. Come see us at BMW of Sterling or visit us at bmwofsterling.com.
As the days get warmer, you're breaking out the short sleeves and flip-flops. And Mother Nature's breaking out the thunderstorms. Know what to expect with weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8s on WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's been a year since the Biden administration first called for federal employees to return to more frequent and meaningful in-person work. For federal workers, that means waking up earlier, getting stuck in traffic, and sitting at a desk all day. It has many employees asking why. Federal News Network conducted a survey about the return to work and how it's going for federal employees. FNN's Drew Friedman joined WTOP's John and Michelle, discussing the overall feeling from federal workers about this return to office.
The general feeling after experiencing this shift and coming back to work in person more often is definitely questioning why this is happening and the rationale behind it from agency leadership. So according to that survey that we conducted earlier this month, over half of the employees said their senior leaders at their agency haven't clearly explained why they're returning to the office or the purpose for it. When there were explanations from agencies, some said that it would lead to stronger collaboration, productivity, or efficiency. Many feds still felt like that wasn't really lining up with the realities of what they were seeing in the office. And actually, more than two-thirds of our survey respondents agreed that in-office work makes them less productive. So there's a bit of a disconnect between what's the intention of returning to the office and what employees are seeing in reality.
So what direction is this heading in? Are we going to continue to see more federal workers required to be in the office more often, or are they going to, you know, win in their pushback campaign maybe?
So many agencies definitely have been sharing return to office changes. The general goal right now is to be present in the office at least 50% of the time. That doesn't appear to be changing anytime soon, but there is a chance that this could change in the future, perhaps in a future administration, to actually increase in-office work even more. But federal employees, federal unions are continuing to push back on this idea and highlight results such as this survey that say that federal employees feel more productive at home. So there's absolutely a back and forth, and there's questions coming from Capitol Hill as well on this.
Any other big takeaways from the survey?
Yeah, definitely some of the biggest complaints for returning to the office. One that comes to mind is absolutely the commute. Of course, no one likes sitting in traffic and getting to the office. People feel that there's a lot of disruptions from coworkers or distractions. So I think there's a lot of different elements that go into why returning to the office. A lot of federal employees feel like it doesn't make sense and feel like it's actually a hindrance to their productivity and their day-to-day work.
That was Federal News Network's Drew Friedman. It's 6:17. A quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. Pro-Palestinian protests continue at college campuses nationwide. Here are the demands from demonstrators in D.C. Hamas now reviewing Israel's proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza as the U.S. Secretary of State heads to the Mideast. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
Traffic and weather on the 8s at 6:18. Good morning to Mary DePompa in the WTOP Traffic Center.
All righty. Thanks. Good morning, Lynn. And we're going to start out with our one working crash on the Virginia side on Interstate 95. We actually have a couple wrecks, but on Interstate 95 without slowdown between 395 14th Street Bridge all the way to Fredericksburg, our crash will be south. After you pass the Route 1 161 exit for Fort Belvoir Woodbridge, you're going to stay to the left. Three lanes will get you through the right side of the roadway. Around that curve is blocked. Response to the scene, and that becomes your breakaway point. There's no real delay. Again, you're coming around that curve at speed. That's the dangerous part. Easy pass express lanes point northbound on an early Sunday, if ever need be, just in your back pocket. So far, so good all around the Beltway, both in Virginia and in Maryland. Now we check into Manassas. Overnight, we had an early morning crash, and police from Prince William County closed the roadway on 29, essentially in the battlefields between Sudley Road and Groveton Road. Both sides of the road were closed. You're following police direction. We've had no updates in a while. Checking into the district, our Georgia Avenue crash northwest cleared, but if you're leaving the district via the Suitland Parkway going outbound into Maryland, passing Silver Hill Road, closer to Meadowview Drive, that was the scene of a brush fire and units were responding. The George Washington Parkway will expect a closure between Mount Vernon and Old Town coming up possibly in the 7 o'clock hour. They'll start closing the roadway for the George Washington Classics. And some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate. Visit allstate.com or call for a quote today. Mary DePompa, WTOP Traffic.
Thanks, Mary. Joining us live is 7 News First Alert Meteorologist Jordan Evans. Jordan, we're getting a taste of summer.
Yeah, it starts today. Once the sunshine returns here in a few hours, temperatures climb quickly, 80s in the forecast today. And tomorrow, we're closing in on 90 degrees, our hottest day so far this year. And also, won't feel too bad outside because of humidity levels. They'll be on the low side, so it won't be the July type of 90. But still, with the first round of heat of the year, we'll want to remember those heat precautions, lots of water, shade, and sunscreen. UV index is even very high this time of year, just like August, level 8, your burn time at 20 minutes. Tomorrow, sunny again, 90 degrees. Tuesday, it's 89. We'll have some storm chances by Tuesday evening. We'll keep the 80s around through at least Saturday, then we'll return back to average going into next weekend. 54 Tysons now, 50 Germantown, and Bethesda, 52.
Thanks, Jordan. The forecast brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Prevent costly water damage and protect your home's health with Gutter Helmet. 885-HELMET. And coming up on WTOP, are your children wearing their headphones too much? We have the warning from doctors. More news in 60 seconds.
Did you know, for every Wish Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic grant, there are 3 or more children with critical illnesses that need your support? My name is Emma, I'm 14 years old, and I have epilepsy. Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic granted my wish to go to Discovery Cove with my family, where I swam with dolphins, went to the aquarium. It was an amazing experience. Thank you, Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic. Donate today at dmvwishes.org to help more kids like me get their wishes granted. That's dmvwishes.org.
Hello, my name is Amy Blaken, and I am the CEO of Client Solution Architects. With more than 40 years' experience, CSA has been a partner of choice to the federal government, delivering mission-focused integrated technology and operational support services. Our global employee population consists of more than 52% veteran and military spouses that are at the forefront of our clients' mission. Bearing witness to the power of a wish and creating bonds with our adopted wish kids, like Emma, is a uniquely inspirational experience. The acts of kindness and generosity on behalf of our employees is a testament to living our vision. CSA is making a positive impact to the lives of others, giving back to the communities we operate in. From the messages behind the reason to give to the dedicated Wish Kids that became a part of CSA's family, our thriving partnership with Operation Dreammaker continues to bring life-changing hope to children and their families. Please visit dmvwishes.org for more information.
Washington's top news, WTOP.
Facts matter.
It's 6:22. I'm Lynn Bowie, and thanks for being with us. 1 year ago, an exhibit displaying the Degas sculpture Little Danger, aged 14, was defaced. Two people smeared red and black paint on the case and base of the exhibit. One of those people who pleaded guilty in the case now gets a 60-day sentence in prison. 54-year-old Joanna Smith entered her plea in December to one count of causing injury to a National Gallery of Art exhibit. The judge ordered 24 months of supervised release for Smith, along with 150 hours of community service, 10 of which must involve cleaning graffiti. Medical officials at the University of Virginia want more people to consider living organ donations. WTOP's Dan Ronan reports.
Christopher Rucker of suburban Charlottesville recently donated one of his two kidneys. Sitting alongside his surgeon on the UVA campus, he said he has no regrets.
There's a friend of mine put out an SOS on Facebook, if you will, saying, you know, her son needed a kidney.
With O positive blood, Rucker was a perfect match, he said. Once the UVA transplant surgeon, Dr. Sean Peltier, told him his risk of living with only one kidney was minimal, he did the test and donated the organ. The entire process from the initial inquiry to the recovery, he said, was much easier than expected. UVA officials say they need more people like Rucker to donate. Dan Ronan, WTOP News.
One in six kids wears headphones for more than 2 hours a day. WTOP's Mike Murillo reports hearing doctors are warning parents to protect their children from hearing loss.
Whether it's occupying a toddler with a show.
Wait, Louie!
Or it's a teen listening to music. A University of Michigan survey found that kids are wearing headphones for long periods.
I've had a pretty large surge in children over the last few months.
Dr. Brittany Ometz is with Anne Arundel Audiology.
You know, hearing loss can cause issues with speech and language development.
And the age of kids impacted by hearing loss is skewing younger, with some kids dealing with it at 5 years old. She says parents should have kids practice the 60-60 rule, which is no more than 60 minutes with headphones on a day, and keep the volume at 60%.
It's just a guaranteed way to keep your ears safe.
And she says know the symptoms of hearing loss in a child, such as them not reacting to loud sounds or having trouble listening. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Here's Frank Hanrahan.
If recent memory serves correct, the Washington Commanders drafts have not been the greatest in recent years, but let's see if the 2024 draft class proves to be a big turning point for the franchise. They hope it will be, with quarterback Jaden Daniels taken on Thursday with the number 2 overall selection. NFL draft rounded out on Saturday with the 7th round selection of Javonte Jean-Baptiste from Notre Dame by the Commanders, edge rusher. In the 5th round, Commanders taken linebacker Jordan McGee out of Temple, and safety Dominique Hampton out of the University of Washington. The Commanders also signed, reportedly, Sam Hartman, the quarterback out of Notre Dame, as an unrestricted free agent. Christian Benteke scores twice as D.C. United takes care of the Seattle Sounders 2-1 at Audi Field. Nationals winners again.